Hi, this is Nicole Hensaw, editor of HPC Wire, here with today's edition of Soundbite, our daily interview series featuring researchers, thought leaders, and newsmakers in the world of high-performance computing. Although November always sounds so far off when it's not even spring, for those who are planning the next annual supercomputing conference, it always feels right around the corner. Here to talk about some of the activities around this year's focus, technical program, and other planned highlights is Trish Damkroger, the general chair for SC14. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Nicole.
So doesn't it seem like it's a little too early to get things underway and have a technical program and have everything laid out?
To be honest, we've been planning this for more than a year and a half. So we have already started. We've already got the calls out for the full technical program. Hopefully people are putting in their papers, thinking about them. Workshops are already closed. So it's started.
Right. I can tell you firsthand, looking at the page view numbers on HPC Wire, that any time we post any of those deadlines, people take a look. So obviously, you are getting quite a few submissions this year. Is it a better year, an average year? How are things shaping up?
So it's too soon to tell because they just open mid-February and they don't close till the beginning of April. And most of the submissions come in, obviously, at the last minute. But I expect a big year. It's been growing every year, so I expect another big year.
Okay, so all you procrastinators out there, time to get your submissions in.
No kidding.
Okay, so what's the theme of the conference this year? Every year you choose kind of an overarching message. So can you tell us a little bit about what to expect in New Orleans this year?
So the biggest theme this year is HPC Matters, and hopefully I highlighted that at the end of SC13, just talking about the difference high-performance computing makes in everyday life. All of just the things that happen at SC will be in your cell phone in 10 years, or the advances we're making in medicine, or the advances we're making in understanding the universe is all happening because high-performance computing is a tool that all of the scientists are using to make those advances.
Mm-hmm. And how will that theme be reflected in the technical program or some of the invited speakers? Are you far enough along to have an idea of that yet?
Somewhat. I mean, I'm right now negotiating with the keynote that I'm very excited about, and it will definitely be the highlight that he will be talking about. So I guess you know now it's male. But also the invited speakers are going to be chosen to reflect that theme. There is going to be a new visualization award, and it's all, what did this visualization show you that allowed you to make an advance in science? So it's not just about new architecture on the floor, which we really need, but it's how does it help you make a difference?
Right, and that's obviously very important. Boy, I'd love to press you right now for who it is you're talking to in terms of the keynote. That's always really exciting when that announcement comes out. We know it's a man, so that narrows
it
down.
That's about it. Yep, that's all I'm given.
Okay, very good. So aside from HPC Matters as the theme for this year, what are some of the other special features or special segments that we might be able to look forward to or at least plan on seeing there?
So I'm not making big changes in the overall program. One of the feedbacks we've gotten is there's just too much, so I'm not adding. In fact, we even talked about how we can make it so that people can attend everything they want to attend, which I think is impossible because there is enough tracks that it's going to be difficult to do everything you want to do. But it's going to be the standard papers and posters and panels and workshops and tutorials. We will continue to have the exhibitor showcase on the show floor, so the technology showcase and also the emerging technologies demonstration on the show floor, which I know was new last year and garnered a lot of excitement. Mm-hmm. I think, again, we're going to have invited talks, and which I hope will reflect our overall HPC Matters. But nothing, I would say, no new program element will be added except for this new visualization award.
Okay. And I know you guys, you collect a ton of feedback for every single show. What do users most, or attendees, excuse me, what do attendees most like to see when they're there? What do you try to deliver that's maybe above and beyond or difficult? Or what is it people don't understand about putting together a conference of this magnitude with so many different interests?
Well, I think you nailed it. There's so many different interests. We find that people want to go to the technical talks, and on average, they're going to attend 4 to 5 technical talks at shows. But they also want to be networking and with their colleagues, which is a big part. I mean, SC brings together everybody who's anybody in high performance computing. And so there's a lot of side meetings, which also are very active during the day. And then there's the exhibit floor, which people are drawn to the exhibit floor to see what the latest is in from our vendors, which I think is another part. So it's hard to meet everybody's needs with a single conference, and so we try to offer a varied activities and then hope that people can get to as much as they can.
Mm-hmm, right. I can only imagine the difficulty involved there. My strategy this year, by the way, is to clone myself so that I can be all places.
That's
at all
a good
time.
Idea. I think I need to clone myself also. I'm starting to see what my schedule is shaping up to be. It's not pretty.
I'm sure it isn't. Okay. So I know that there are a lot of upcoming deadlines and things that people should be aware of as we near November, which is so strange to say that now. Can you give us a sense of what's ahead and at least approximate deadlines so people can start preparing now?
Yeah. So I think April's the big month for tech program to get in your papers, posters, panels, et cetera. In June is when we all meet. It's a huge meeting of about 350 people because we review every single proposal, every submission, paper submission to come up with who is accepted, and then we put together the whole schedule. So that is a big meeting. It's the, I think it's the third week in June, so that's kind of when we're going to be putting together the technical program. Then the rest of the summer is really about making sure we have the networking capabilities brought into New Orleans. We have to make sure we have the setups all right and we've gotten all the invited speakers in. And so that's kind of how the schedule flows. I think for the technical program, the big date is in June when we do the technical program four.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. When you do that, do you spread all the virtually, of course, spread all the papers in front of you and start breaking the topics down into themes to help you develop what the birds of feather sessions are going to look like? How does that process of reviewing what's out there in academia right now shape what the conference is?
Yeah, so we have different program areas that already have committees formed. So in the architecture area, there is people that already know they're going to be reviewing the papers, and they're going to get assigned anywhere from 6 to 10 papers, depending upon how many inputs or how many submissions we get. They have to come to the meeting already have read those papers, and every paper gets 3 different people to review it. So
okay.
It's, you know, so these, that's why there's 350 people reviewing these papers, and because of all the submissions. And
right.
We want to make sure everybody gets a fair chance. And then they bring in their scoring, basically, and then that's where the discussion happens, is in the June meeting. That's why the submissions close early, because then you can do rebuttals, and then you basically have to give people time to review what they see before the June meeting.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay.
As for BOFs, I mean, we have over 100 BOFs, and there is, again, a committee that reviews these. They don't break up into elements. So they just, I think, go through and figure out, is it of interest? Is it something that's going to drive our community forward?
Right.
And
in doing that every year, though, they get a sense of where the cutting edge research is really happening. They
right.
They can tell year to year how those developments are shaping up and what's become practice versus theory. Very fascinating.
Right. And we do have state of the practice and the research piece for our tech papers. So if it is truly just what is the way we run our facilities. That's going to be state of the practice, and we do have a track for that too. We have a track for everything, Nicole.
That's the beautiful thing, and that's the part that, again, makes me want to clone myself.
Yes, exactly.
So I can get to everything. Okay, very good. So we're in New Orleans this year. Very much looking forward to that, going back to New Orleans. Is there anything that people should keep an eye out for now in terms of, you know, all the general stuff, the hotel, the getting around? It's a complicated city in a sense, right?
It is. I mean, the great things about New Orleans is, can you get better foods from or entertainment? That's what you get when you go to New Orleans. But there is housing or hotels are difficult. Housing is open, so please make sure you reserve your spot, because it's going to get tougher and tougher. We have a lot of hotel rooms in the block, so hopefully everybody will find something that they like, whether you want to be on Bourbon Street or as far away from possible. Right? We've got that spread of hotels. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of hotels right by the convention center. I also recommend bringing your walking shoes, because we are in the same part of the convention center we were in last time, which is the far end from the city. So I know I put a lot of miles on my pedometer last time I was in New Orleans. So I think those are probably the good things. Make sure you eat lots of good foods, because you're going to wear it off walking around the city.
Well, eating good food there is never a problem, nor is drinking good beverages.
Yes, exactly.
but definitely, I do remember the walk there. That was quite intense, especially after a full day on the show floor. So that's good warning. Thank you very much. So the network is always a big part of SC2, and I hate to jump around here, but let's talk a little bit about what users can expect there. It's always a big topic of conversation.
Right. Well, once again, we will bring in the fastest network in the world for a week. And it's always a challenge, because sometimes we are actually digging up city streets to get it in, the latest and the greatest, into the convention center. And I'm sure we'll be doing that again this year. It starts with negotiating who the providers are, but we will have our research network into the convention center. Plus, you will have your normal 10 gig and 100 gig drops. So you're going to have a lot of options. Whatever you need in networking power, it will be there.
So you just said dig up city streets. For those who aren't familiar, can you explain some story behind that?
Well, every year it seems, even though we were in New Orleans in 2010, something happens to the connection that we brought in. And so we have to bring in those high-speed connections again. And unfortunately, it usually means it's going under city streets. So I don't know a city where he haven't had to dig up city streets to get into the convention center.
Well, it's all for a good cause.
It is. And, you know, that's what we do.
Try telling city planners that it's all for a good cause.
Right. Reroute that traffic.
That's right. Well, Trish, we'll definitely check in with you again as we near other deadlines for SC. We always keep an eye on this every year. Thanks again for being on, and thanks to everyone for listening, and tune in daily for more Soundbite podcasts.
Thanks.